tell you, after the roll call, I'm still recovering a little bit, but we'll keep moving. Tyler Duvall, the Undersecretary for Transportation Policy at the U.S. Department of Transportation, was supposed to be here today, and he ran into some transportation problems last night. His flight was canceled, and the next flight, the other only flight into Orlando, was booked with 44 people on the waiting list. Should be interesting. But he is unable to make it for our Board of Directors meeting. I think we're going to have him in via a conference call line so he can share Secretary Peter's proposal and his thoughts. I've spent some time with him recently and certainly appreciate his leadership and Secretary Peter's leadership. So I think it's important that we hear from them as well. So we'll look forward to that hopefully at the Board of Directors meeting tomorrow. It is now my privilege to introduce Pat Williams, the Senior Vice President of the NBA's Orlando Magic. Yay, a Florida team. As one of America's top motivational speakers, Pat has addressed employees for many of the Fortune 500 companies, and we are pleased to have him with us today. Pat became a pro sports general manager at age 24. One of the youngest in the history, and he has spent over 46 years as a player and executive in the professional baseball and basketball. He has been a general manager with NBA teams in Chicago, Atlanta, Philadelphia, including the 1983 World Champion 76ers, and now the Orlando Magic, which was co-founded in 1987 and helped lead to the NBA Finals in 1995. Pat has been able to mend great talents. Dr. J, Moses Malone, I'm going to have a struggle saying this one, Charles Barkley, and Maurice Cheeks, Shaquille O'Neal, and Penny Hardaway into championship teams. In 1996, Pat was named one of the 50 most influential people in NBA history by Beckett Sports, a national publication. He is also one of two NBA executives in history to serve as general manager of four different franchises. Pat is the author of 51 books on a wide range of subjects, and his books have been translated into most of the world's major languages. He has also completed 49 marathons within the last 13 years, including the Boston Marathon 12 times. Impressive. And if it wasn't enough, Pat and his wife, Ruth, are parents of 19 children, including 14 adopted from four foreign countries. They also have 7 grandchildren and counting. Please join me in a warm welcome to Pat Williams. Thank you.